humble ourselves before your throne this morning. Let your word come to us as you have ordained it. Use us, O God, manifest your glory and power through us. At the end of the service today, may our lives never be the same. We thank you and we bless you. We resist every operations of the enemy. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
No power, no principality, no spirit, no agent. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence.
Amen.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let me give a special welcome to Papa and Mama for being here. This has been a second time. Celebrate them for me. Amen. Yeah, some of you, you have told me behind scenes that it's been a long time since you heard his voice. So on the Father's Day, he will come and speak. June 17th. Amen.
Now, Mumu bi akangu masum se mwete nene ache. Enti Father's Day, yami yaduma, ono nene ebeche in Sempa.
Alright, so Father's Day, on Father's Day, I'll be in Ghana that day. And I'll be speaking at Cedar Mountains, and he'll be speaking here. So keep praying and come. Encourage and support. Can I hear amen?
Now, Sadano, Mewa Ghana, or no, Enna, Obeba, and Abekasa.
The purpose for the message this morning is for me to encourage us to know that Jesus expects us to pray and he expects us to invite people to church.
Now, Yesu, and then myself, no, say Yesu, every animal say, Bebom Pie.
You know, there's nothing that Jesus will ask us to do without him doing it first. So this week we have just some few weeks for Easter, and I know some of you have written names, you are praying, you are fasting, you are seeking the face of God. It's not just about us fasting and praying. You know, behind every invitation card we have, behind every name is a person that needs change in his life.
Na mumu bi ya bompae na matu nsansu afro bi atwere din. Na nye din na ewo card no so keke na mum sa card no edin ewo so no achi no enipa bi ewo ho.
You know, for example, behind some of these names is a person who is today or now seriously a drug addict who the world will think there's no hope for him. But because of the invitation, when he comes and he hears the gospel and his life is turned around, something happens. Joy comes to a mother somewhere. Peace comes to a father somewhere. Change comes to a community somewhere. So even though we have just one name or something, it is not just a name. We are changing lives. We are changing destinies. We are changing communities. Can I hear amen?
Ni maami anigye nabusu anigye nti nye nipa ba akopɛ ɛna ɛnsesɛn ɛba ma ɔmo ne mum ye change ye sesɛn nipa dodo na ɛhyɛbre.
So thank you very much for praying.
Si yɛ dama sesɛn mo bɔ mpae.
Because your prayer is changing lives.
Ɛsan sɛ mo mpae ɛsesɛn.
Your prayer, because of your prayer, somebody's marriage will turn around.
Ɛsan mo mpae nti obi awareɛ ɛbɛsesɛn.
Because of your prayer, somebody's son who has become a vagabond is going to come home. You know, don't worry. You know, we are seated here because many years ago, before we came to faith in Christ, somebody prayed for us. Somebody invited us. Somebody talked to us. And today we are here because of that prayer, that invitation. The same thing. I mean, some of you, you are nice this morning. I know you. You didn't do any bad thing. You didn't. You know, you were very nice. Your mother gave birth to you. You were holy until, you know, you yourself found yourself in church.
I know
some of you are very righteous, powerful, nice, humble. You know, your husband see you and they're like, oh God, I thank you for my wife. You know, they are so excited. But you know that it took the grace of God.
Now, we'll be on the more. Nanso obia wo ye obi na kan urade asem no e kire yen ansa na urade e de nsa e kan yen ama yen so yaba nyame mu.
No, I know some of you see your teenage children today and they behave some way and say, oh me, I wasn't like that though. When I was young, I wasn't like that. You are forgotten.
Now
some of you, if you could be very honest with yourself, you are even worse.
Na wo bi won ma mu mu ma se omo ye bibi am se mi sa we de wan fa mi su mi sa na me de me ye pa anye se na me te bi a wo re na afie na mu mu bu a mu sa no na te se wo kra na wasem se ne obei.
Some of you are still praying right now. You are praying, you say, God, don't let my daughter be like me when I didn't know you. Please don't let them be, you know, it was the grace of God that has brought us up, and that is exactly what we are trusting God to use us to do in other people's life in this community. Can I hear amen?
Amen. See, no, na ever any more say a radi and nam yes so at this answer and beba ibinumon so abrabum.
So I know that whenever we want to do something, there are people or friends that we want to look at. But for this Easter, for this season, we just want to focus on Jesus and look at him.
Now Easter bread, but see a DNA Jesus.
Because if we claim to love him, to serve him, to know him, then we don't have any other example beside him. We thank God for other people. We thank God for what great men have done. But there is no other great person than Jesus, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, the only name by which no man passes, can be saved. The Bible says that there is no other name given here on this earth, or in heaven, or under the earth, by which any man can be saved, except the name Christ Jesus. That is it.
Amen. Radia Samsi, a deep year in Honum, a war, a throw, and answers, a sia sia. When I'm so, Ebeji, a Nipama, Edni, a sinning, a din, Yesu.
Jesus prays and he invites people.
Yesu bompae, now to unsa a prayer, a Nipama.
So let's follow him. What is prayer then? What is prayer?
Enti yeni nanamo yenti ananamu nanamu enti mpaye anything.
The different definitions are different explanations, but I want to draw your attention to this view. Prayer, first of all, is our hope that confirms to our hearts that we have hope that when we pray, something can happen.
Na mpaye any daswa yewo na yewo nsisudia we yakuma musa sese yebo mpaye bibi ebesi.
But just by us saying that we are going to pray, there is something that's a stirring in our hearts that is giving us hope that hopeless situation around, that the country and the government and families and parents cannot do anything about, we have a God who can do something about it. And so we come with that heart, with that confidence, with that assurance that it's only God who can do something. But it seems that God most of the time does not do it unless we lift up our voice and call upon him. And that's exactly what we are doing. Prayer is exactly that.
Timpaye and asem paibo. Any and Kenya bini and Nijibi a baya kumem. Ewo aunteswa yenya se atibiebia and it also anymore. Yebe dani atire eradino.
Prayer is our hope that confirms to our hearts that we have hope.
Nan empire any daswa. Ah, enyan studia we akumam ema enya sa ahotoso no.
Don't give up on that son.
Na mema wabamumu ewo sa oba
no. Don't give up on that man.
Mema wabamumu ewo sa oba man no.
Don't give up on that parents.
Mema wabamumu ewo sa awofo no.
Don't give up on that friend.
Ewo sa wadamfo no.
Don't give up on that child, on that teenage child. Don't give up.
Ewo sa oba no ho mema wabamumu.
Somebody said when you see your children grow up and then they are marrying, you see them at their wedding, you look back and you thank God that you didn't kill them when they were teenagers.
Na obi kan sa se se ohun se oba nyine do pempenso a o ware a ehun afi na what the radio say sa se obu a na wan kum abofra no bra wo na so ye din e wo emre bi atwam.
It is our power. Prayer is our power.
Empire,
it is our strength. It is our direct connection to the greatest rule of the earth.
Listen
very carefully. It is our cosmic shift from selfish plans to God's plans. It is our ability to be an influencer, to make a difference in our world. It is a pleader, it is a worker in the kingdom that counts. Friends, it is our ticket to our greatest needs being met in our awe-inspiring way. It is our ticket. If you want to see things change, want to see the world transformed, the key is prayer. Humbling ourselves before God and seeking His face for Him to intervene in the affairs of men. And God does it. Anytime people see it and they lift up their voice, God hears, God answers, God does it.
Now, and only Safua, it may be a punoma, a du ramuko, and the pa, and answer, and yema, yere, and muse, yen sabekanti, brevi biara, any pa, ever one pino, eradi, etsi.
Friends, it is our peace to the point that the Creator is still creating.
And only Yasumje, Emaya, Otosomi, who says, Obofono, and Asuba, dear.
It is our confidence, the confidence that we have, that yeah, God, who does not change, but changing situations, is still changing situations.
And only Yakuko draw, Sase Nyamia, on Sisano, or Dasua, as Santibia.
God still changes things. God still saves lives. God still redeems people. God still saves souls. He's still doing it.
Oh yeah.
He's counting on us to do it through us. Don't give up. That is part of prayer.
And no, I can empire.
Friends, it is our power found in uplifted hands and in the quietness of the solitary room. It is that kind of power. Jesus said, when you pray, don't just scream around. When you pray, enter into your closet, lift up your voice, humble yourself before Him, cry unto Him, and your Father who hears in secret will answer you, and you will see it in public and give the glory to Him. Lift up your right hand and said, yes, I believe. No, sometimes we think just prayer is just babbling things to God. No, it's very powerful. Even if you don't see the answer immediately, it doesn't mean God is not answering. It is our exit door for what the devil has already cooked up to destroy us. It is our exit door. The plans that the devil has made, you know, the things he has orchestrated to use to bring against you, the way you can overcome it is on your knees, is in prayer.
Now, I know any opponent.
It is our ability to call the great physician to a family member in need. It is our ability to call the great physician who is only able to heal, who is the only healer in our lives. His name is the Lord, our healer. That's His name. So it's an opportunity for us to do that.
And see, Adia, no netimi bua, Emma, Yefre, Yen Yaren, Safo, and I say, Nipa, Otimi, Esa, Yaresan, say, Radi, Eti, Ene, or Yaresafo.
The most sophisticated weapon we have in this world that is growing bigger and building bigger weapon is prayer.
Now, Akudia Kasia Paya, we are seeing Gusua, Eye Kasia, Eye, Empire.
It is more powerful and sophisticated than any most sophisticated weapon ever made on this earth. Prayer is our weapon. Sometimes we don't know it, but we will look at it in the life of Jesus and we'll observe that Jesus, once He was on this earth in His life, that's all He ate. That's all He relied on. He could have gone to people to talk to or ask them. But no. He knew that He had a relationship with the Father. He knew that God the Father has created the path of prayer. And so He goes to His Father and commune with Him. Prayer is more powerful than we even think.
And yes, once I see you, oh, no, sasa, neja, eya, dinina. Enti otoko soa enini dinkita hon ewo empire boom. Enti empire eye to me.
Prayer is our lifeline. When we feel we have lost all life, prayer is your lifeline.
Empire eni adia maya mkwa se empodru pempensobi na yefise die wenyina na se yankwa nyina ya shreya.
What I want you to understand that it is our moment of hearing from the heart of God. Anytime you pray, you set aside time to pray, it is a time for you to hear from the heart of God, to see what is happening in the mind of God, to draw draw closer to know God and know what God is thinking about. And it's God's plan for you, God's ways for you, God's direction for you. Prayer is key, connects you to your Father, and for you to hear the heart of your Father and then receive the best from your Father's heart. That is what prayer does for us.
And in prayer, hey, dear, Timmy, my own dear, Wedger, Edgenifer, oh, Ewo, now come, Manuna, it's me box, I quite know at home.
Unfortunately, we talk about prayer, we speak about prayer, we think about prayer. The only thing we don't do is to pray prayer.
Now, I read somewhere a woman said, you can suffer empire home, you be there for empire home. Then, so I dear Bakwan, and it's a yabom pire now.
Some of us will want to take a shortcut and then we want to employ people and give money to people to be prayed for. That's okay. But you see, when you are following Jesus, you have to follow him, follow his example, he did, and do what he did. He could have asked people to pray for him. But yeah, people prayed for him, but he also ensured that he also, as a person and as an individual, he prayed for himself and by himself. And that is what God, that is God's expectation for me and God's expectation for you. So look at Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. Go Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 with me. Look at Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 on the screen, I'm sure. It'll be on the screen. No, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. We are looking at the prayers of Jesus. Look at it. Very interesting. The Bible says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, during his days on this earth. The Bible says he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. The Bible says he was heard because of his reverent submission. That's what prayer does. Jesus is showing us. He says, during his days on this earth.
Now many Jehovah's was say, "Ewo Ebra na owo asase so no."
Look, as long as we see ourselves on this earth.
Now, because say yebehu yeho ewo asase so no.
There are challenges. There will be difficulties. There will be trials. There will be struggles. But like the way Jesus faced it, but Jesus is paved the path for us, the way to your victory on this earth as a human being who has believed in God is through prayer. And this kind of prayer that Jesus exemplified, this kind of prayer, the Bible says, during the days of Jesus' life on this earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. You know, you are saying, but Easter is coming, Jesus died. But yeah, he resurrected.
Nah.
The one whom he cried to heard him. And sometimes you pray, and it seems like God is not listening. Sometimes you cry unto him, and it feels like there's no answer. But the Father who heard Jesus, who strengthened him and kept him through the challenge, the pain, the struggle, and even through the death. I know some of you may be going through some, you know, some death-like experiences. You are passing through some pain and some struggle. You wish that God could have taken you through other way, but God is saying, no, my son, my daughter, I love you, and because I love you and I'm the best for you, it is okay for you to go through. This morning I've come to encourage you, to encourage you to know that don't ever give up. Like Christ, keep on crying unto your Father. He will hear. He will answer. Even when you die, you will resurrect.
Na no pai mabasa me bese on Christ say ti bia bia wo fam bia no. Tokoso anesu egu erade so. Na obetie wo. Na mpo se wa eye mpo se bia wa nya no mpo a. Na se ko ba owo mpo a obenya ne. Anaso sorry ebe.
He will hear your cry.
Obetie usu.
He's a prayer answering God.
Oyi empire ano.
But he doesn't answer it your way.
Now, no said open.
And that is the reason why you look through the scriptures. Let me pick up. Give us Isaiah 53 verse 12. And then the rest, I don't think you have them in your bulletin. But you can look at the other scriptures in the entire New Testament. But Isaiah 53 and then verse 12. The prophet Isaiah prophesied about Jesus. And he prophesied about his prayer life. So look at it.
Now,
he says, therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great. This is God speaking. And he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. You know how Jesus was crucified? Okay. The Bible says, and he bore the sin of many and made intercessions for the transgressors. Jesus is teaching us that, look, your path to greatness, your way to wherever you want to be, must not be short of prayer. It must be filled, be initiated by prayer, engulfed by prayer, sustained by prayer, directed by prayer. I mean, even in your pain, you must go through your pain with prayer.
Now, Yesu, kase, tibia bi a yefam biano, esese ne fapim, ni nina suwani diye, enamu edi kroni nano, eye empire.
Look, the key that God has given to us for us to overcome as far as we see ourselves on this earth is prayer.
Now, Anima and Anson Safora, did you ever say your friend needs to be a be also?
It shows that our trust and confidence is in him.
Anytime
you go on your knees, God smiles and says, no, my child is really depending on me, he's expecting me to do something. You believe in him, you trust in him. I pray that God Almighty will help us to do exactly that. So look at it. We can find, and we are not reading this text, but in Matthew chapter 11, 25, 26, Matthew 14, 19, Matthew 23, 9, Matthew 19, 13, Matthew 26, 36, Matthew 26, 39, 42, 45, 53, all reveals the different stages and times where Jesus was praying. He prayed, he spent time with his father.
Now, such a prayer, you have to go to the Ekwan ahodua na se kasafa emre ahodua Yesu enya emre ebo mpaye etwen eja no.
Jesus' prayer life is not only seen in the book of Matthew, but also in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 1 verse 35, 6, 46, 14, 35 and 39. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, the Bible says Jesus will wake up very early in the morning. He will go to a solitary place. He will go into the mountains. He will commune with the Father. The Bible does not tell us what he talks to the Father about, what he says. It doesn't. Because see, God wants us to know that prayer is not just for us going and asking and seeking for things, but prayer is more than that. It's the child of God going to the Father, communing with the Father, having time with the Father, just resting in the presence of the Father, and hearing the heartbeat of the Father, and sensing the presence of the Father, and hearing the voice of the Father, so he can move out and do what the Father is telling him. And so you meet Jesus, and he will tell you, what I hear my Father do, what I see him do, what I hear him do, that is exactly what I do. How can you hear your Father? How can you see your Father if you don't spend time with him? I pray that this week, your life will change, your attitude will change, your behavior will change, so you will spend more time with your Father. Can I hear amen?
Amen. And today, Yesu, Ohu Naja, say Oye, and I know Oye, and answer was say, dear me, who major, so Oye, and answer me, see, some major, and no, me, and now better now, be who sign him, just say when you're mre, any a general Eddie and Kitaho to me, bomb pie, send now what tree, Wabra Bobesisa, and answer, Obesisa, and free, I can't be home, now when you're mre, I bomb pie, actually, a rat.
Jesus prayed once he was on this earth.
Yes, bonfire, brother.
In Luke, throughout in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22, Luke chapter 4, 1 to 3, Luke chapter 5, 16, Luke chapter 6, 12, chapter 6, 12, 14 to 15, 42, chapter 9, verse 18, 11, 1, 22, 32, all these areas reveal Jesus' prayer life to us.
Now, okay.
So how can we just miss it?
Okay, can look at Ngoma, the Abu Bodhi, Ninaya, Ninada. Yes,
it's not just in Matthew, Mark, Luke, but also in John. Look at it, 11, 22, 14, 16, 16, 26, 71 to 25, and 17, 20. It was in John chapter 17 that Jesus prayed for his disciples, prayed for the world, and Jesus, even before he left this earth, he prayed for me, and he prayed for you. And the Bible says right now, he's seated at the right hand of the Father,
man,
interceding for us. Now, Jesus is teaching us something. He said we cannot do without prayer. Prayer is the key. You cannot do it. Look, it's not dependent on whether you have money or you have pain or you have struggle. Your key through it is prayer. Jesus exhibited it, and we cannot do otherwise. Can I hear amen?
Amen. Tiyan timi nye bibia wa sasisu obra yamon paye. Sanse yesu mpono wa nye bibia obra wa mo empire.
Alright, when you go home, take your time and read this one. But Romans chapter 8 verse 34. Can you give us that verse? Romans chapter 8.
Roman,
I like the Romans scriptures, but You know, Romans on prayer, I like it. But let's look at 34. Romans 8.
Romans 4:9.
You see why we cannot afford not to pray? The Bible says, who is he who condemns? It is Christ. And furthermore, it's also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Look, our duty and our responsibility is not to condemn. Our duty is not to be explainers of, you know, explainers of people's lives. Our role and responsibility, like Jesus is telling us, is for us to pray, to depend on the Father, talk to the Father about your life, about every situation, about every circumstance, and trust him to do it. Even in your struggles, trust him. In your pain, trust him. Look, in your failures, trust him. In your mistakes, trust him. We all make mistakes. We all sin sometimes. You know, some of you have categorized the sins, serious sins, small sins, light sins, medium sins. Every sin is sin. But there is no sin that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse. There is no sin that Jesus cannot forgive. Jesus prayed. He prayed. So what have we learned now theologically in terms of the scripture? There are three reasons why Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed as an example for us to follow. Now the incarnation, and when we talk about the incarnation, we are talking about God becoming man. The incarnation of Christ consists of both divine and human nature. And because he found himself as a man, he ought to pray, which means as a human being, you cannot but pray.
Now say you can't say yes, nyame.
Now listen very carefully. God, the sovereign God, the one God, has revealed himself, manifested himself as God, as the God in three persons. And listen very carefully. The nature of the Trinity allows for communication between its members. Now the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That nature, that unity, allows communication between them. So they communicate. The Father talks to the Son talks to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit talks to the Father. They communicate. They speak. And that is one of the reasons why Jesus prayed according to the scriptures. And that is the reason why I have to do it. You have to do it. Talk to God the Father. Talk to God the Son. Talk to God the Holy Spirit. Talk to them. Talk to them. He is God. God in person. Blessed Trinity. Talk to them. Commune with them. So Jesus and prayer. What do we learn from all those things? Number one, we realize that Jesus believed that prayer works. He believed it.
Now
Jesus believed. That's why he prayed. We also realize that Jesus believed in prayer. He not just that prayer works, but he also believed in prayer. Now Jesus is not also passive about prayer. Now, as I was praying this morning to come, I felt like reading this text as well, okay, because of time. But let's read part of this text. I know you know the story, but let's read a little bit and then we'll cut it down. Can you give us Matthew 25:31-46? It's a long text, but let me have you get the story, because sometimes we need to hear and see to appreciate it. The Bible says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Okay. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. The Bible says, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. I pray that nobody will be good.
That's
my prayer. And it's simple. Look at, you know, it's simple things. Look at it. It says, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the kingdom prepared for us is not now that you are going to look for it from the foundation of the world. The Bible says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Look at what God is saying. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. He says, then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you? When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and then we came to you? When? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.
Amen.
Okay. And God is giving us an opportunity this Easter. God is giving us opportunity because there's a naked person outside there. There's a prisoner outside there. There's somebody who has no clothes outside there. There's somebody who needs help. And all God is asking us this Easter to do is just to do it. And as we do it, to the least of these, you cannot really count them. Some of them, you can't even write them off. But God is saying, as much as you do it, as much as you just take the card, the invite card, and just look at the person and give it to the person and say, look, Jesus loves you. And the person argues, whatever it is, invite the person to come. You may not carry like a physical bottle of water, but that invitation can change that person's life. It says, as long as you do, as much as you do it to the least of these, you have done it unto me. So carrying the invitation card, we are not just throwing it out, giving to just people. No, we are giving it to the Lord.
Now, yes, amen.
Thank you. That's good. The child is saying, you know, the child is prophesying. You have to go out there. Jesus prayed also for others.
Yes.
Now look at it very carefully. When you read all the scripture, Jesus prayed alone.
Now when he says, "Who can count some now?" Yes, you do, baby. Or no, go and bumpy.
Jesus prayed with others as well.
Only a bit of bumpy.
The scripture says in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God."
Now, you a radio some cast. I say, "You didn't
Friends, sometimes it is good. It is very important for you to be still and know that God is God. Sometimes we talk too much.
They do, baby. You cast out now. He said, "You do, baby. You be yedin."
Sometimes instead of talking to your friends, stand on the phone. But put the phone aside and talk to God. Call Jeremiah 33:3. Dial that number. Dial God's number. That is God's direct line. His direct line. Don't you know God's direct line? Jeremiah
33:3.
Call upon me and I will hear you. God's line is not busy. There's no busy tone. Nah. There's no answering machine on God's. You don't leave a message on God's telephone. He has cell phone. He has everything. Call him. He will hear you. He will answer.
Nah, nyankopon, the number no nti sa wo frɛ no a, enko answer machine. Kyerɛ sɛ wo frɛ no a, ne dem.
Jesus prayed everywhere. He prayed in nature. He prayed.
Yes, bonfire, baby.
Listen very carefully. Jesus prayed as a sprinter. He prayed also as a marathon runner. Jesus did both. He prayed short prayers, prayed long prayers, prayed all night, prayed two nights, prayed. Jesus wants you to pray. Sometimes you have to pray all night. Sometimes you have to pray 2 days, 3 days. Sometimes you just have to pray 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Sometimes, you know, most of us, you specialize in the short ones. Here you go. Now, pray both. Don't just pray limited to the short ones.
Yes, a bonfire, tia, or bonfire, tintin, kakran, or bonfire, buonsoa, and a jumuni, yina, tia, sayan so, yes, yes, a day, bebo, sampire, a hudu, yina, na, yemufano, yede, no, yana, muba, kupen, ya, power, ya, bonfire, tia, no.
But the long, long prayers are when you are going to take serious decisions. Jesus went before he chose his 12 disciples. Look at it, it's very important. He spent time to fast and pray, and he prayed all night. And the Bible says when he came out down from the mountain, he went around and started calling the disciples. He started calling them. And look at it, the 12. The guy prayed all night. He selected 12. Look at what the 12 did for him. At a point, they all scattered. One denied him. One told him, I don't know you. One sold him. One said, look, unless I see, I won't believe. Jesus said, Thomas, you have been with me 3 years. Thomas, for God's sake. Thomas. Peter was running away. Jesus had to face them at the beach. The guy had died. He has resurrected. Instead of going to rest, they made him come back, come to look for them at the beach and feed them at the beach. He prepared food for them, bread and rice. Oh no, I wasn't there. But bread and cheese and rice.
Nah,
Jesus gave them.
Yes, Obompaya na jumuni nina. Yeah. For the power of Siafon and Susha, the Omo Yeno, Sasa, a bit a pound, a bit tono, a bit poacher, Omo, open pie, tinting in our frail mono, one with the cocoa sea and po, be a woman coaching a homino, almost Ama or Sal, a frail fumubai, a basso or barbe, Kenya, or Mubim, or bra, or more a temple, no, I'm so more for food.
He has to work a miracle again with them. He has to work a miracle again for them and give them bread. Not to eat, and then he had to push Peter around and say, Peter, do you love me more than this? And Jesus was pointing at the fish. Some of you, Jesus is asking, do you love me more than this? And the this for Peter was fish. You, maybe your job, maybe your money, maybe, you know, when you didn't have all those things, you were praying, you were coming to church, you were faithful, you were inviting people to church. But today, when you became a citizen, when you had your husband, when you had your children, now your children have become from, oh, pastor, you know, my child, he doesn't sleep for me also to sleep.
Now, we will be on my moon is on your man or not. Much money is here, I just to an amopa now. I feel we should have mono. I a moment there, no, I had to send the petrol, we send us, I said, we're missing us, and Patay. Now, so maybe I would hear, hey, what Juma, Obi, hey, and the back, or a master, and Nebus, and Sadden, or a master, yeah. Was there an Ajia Bofrana, Mamma, and a cranty? Obia, I will, Nedia.
And some of you, oh, my husband, oh, my wife, some of you, it's the distance, you know, the distance, you know, where I live. But where you live there, go to work. But you can't leave there and come to church. But you can leave there and go to work, nice. And if you are late at work, they will discipline you. But you know, Jesus spent time and prayed. What I'm saying is that, no, Jesus did not give up even on his disciples. Ones he spent time to pray all night to call. So he's not ready to give up on you. So don't give up on yourself. Are you getting the point?
And
that is why he's still standing at the right hand side of the Father, interceding for you. So if nobody is praying for you, always remember, Jesus is. I thought some of you would jump if I were preaching in a Nigerian church. But this time they would jump, Pastor, I receive her, and they inject them.
Now, when can you allow the pastor to hear the prayer? Come on, shall see a group regenerating and Konyan also say.
I don't know what will happen in Sierra Leone next month, but you know, like the Nigerians, oh, Pastor, and they jump, and they grab up, and they inject up into my blood.
Can I hear amen?
Amen.
You
know, it's important for us that Jesus is telling us that the Father you have prayed all night, the fact that you have fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the fact that you have fasted and prayed and made a decision, does not immune you against challenges. You see, whatever you receive by prayer, it has to be sustained and maintained by prayer. But for most of us, we pray when we want the thing. When we get the thing, then we stop praying. Nah. But Jesus is saying, pray from the beginning and pray to the end. Because there are stages in life, but every stage, you need prayer to carry you through.
So
Jesus did not only pray in the other dimensions, but he also prayed regularly. He prayed a heartfelt prayer with all his heart, with all his mind. And Jesus prayed based on the knowledge of truth that he had.
Now,
He prayed based on the knowledge of truth that he
had.
And that is why you cannot pray without the word of God.
You
have to make the word of God your friend. Jesus also lived and taught persistent prayer. He lived persistent prayer. He taught persistent prayer. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus almost nearly gave up. The guy knew he was coming to die. But when the thing was getting closer and he saw the pain and looked at the death, he said, "Oh, my Father, Father, I wish that this cup, you know, can pass over me." The Father is like, "No, because of Isaac, Isaac is too stubborn. I need to save him. Oh, so my son, because of Margaret, because of Matilda, because of Auntie Joyce, because of Auntie, because of Mama 80 years, because of..."
And see, Yesu, Oban Pai, no, Edu Babinaka, Nabemu, Ayabu, Nanso, or Tokosua, Ebon Pai, Esra Senka, Baya, Makruano, and Panitriso, Nadia, Tisans, and Nayan, India.
If Jesus had not come to die, if Jesus had not gone through, and some of you, that's what you need to do. You know, you are going through what you are going through, and you are surviving what you are surviving, this, that kind of pain and struggle, because of something good. God wants you to learn through that experience to be a blessing to your children and your children's children. So don't give up.
Timomubiwa niema amofem na yeni pebia edimo enimu a Awurade pese wonamso edie nhyira ema masefo entientema mo abamumu.
Jesus didn't give up on you.
Yesu wa na bamamu.
So don't give up. Now Jesus did not only pray, but he also invited. So pick up your bulletin. You have that in your bulletin. Those of you who came throughout, in your bulletin you have it. He also invited people. That's what Jesus did. I think you have it in your bulletin, right?
Now,
by the invitation, Jesus is telling us that the easiest way to make a difference is not just to go out there and preach, but Jesus said is to invite the people in my life to church. That's what he said. So you can write it down there, okay, on the line. Is to invite the people in my life to church. Have you seen that scripture? So look at Acts chapter 20 verse 24. The Bible says, "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." I want you to get it. It's very important. "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus." Look, what we are doing this Easter is not Pastor Isaac giving you a job. It's not Pastor Isaac who is telling you, "Oh, go and invite somebody." No, this is Jesus who has given you an assignment. That assignment is for you to share the good news with others.
Now, Yesu and Amao, I said here, "Sir, uni afufro ebeche asempano."
Paul is saying, "But my life is worth nothing." Now, listen, nothing. You can get everything. You can build a house, buy what, be this, do that, did that, do everything. Build a house, build church, build building for the church, do everything, buy car for whatever. Do everything. If you don't share the good news, if you don't get somebody through you to go to heaven, so that when you are walking on heaven, somebody too can give you a high five and say, "Oh, my brother, thank you very much for inviting me. If it hadn't been you, I wouldn't have been here. I'd be languishing in hell." No, you have to do it. You have to do something. You have to make sure that you don't go to heaven alone. And that is the opportunity. This is the opportunity for us to do that. So look at it very carefully. It's very important. So one simple question you need to ask, with one simple question with incredible implication, is that, "Will you come to church with me?" And that is all we are saying. Go out there, tell people, "Will you come to church with me?" And people will question you. They will ask you. Don't argue with anybody. Don't.
Those of you
have the document. This one is also in your handbook, the handbook we gave you for the fasting and prayer. So look at it. 50%. Why are we emphasizing on invitation? 50% of those who invite will join you the first time you ask them.
Now, 75%
will come when offered a second or a third invitation. So don't give up. Keep on inviting. 100% will at least appreciate the thought, even if they decline. Those who invite, 100%, they will even if they say they won't come, they will call you and thank you for inviting them, and then they will say, now let me just take a survey here in the church. Okay, how many of you came to Christ through a crusade, like you were, they were preaching, like Billy Graham was preaching, and then you got born again? Lift your hand, let me see.
Okay.
How many of you came to Christ because you got a tract, like a tract, and then you saw it, you read it, and then you became born again?
Raise your hand.
So how did you all get born again? How many of you, okay, how many of you got born again because somebody invited you to church, or yeah, somebody invited you to church? How many of you?
Now, Mumu Dro saying, Anna will be in a tune in Safremo, Emma, your woman for fro.
You see the number? How many of you got born again because you are born in the home, the church, your parents were Christians, and so you grew up and you came to church? Let me see.
Now, Mumu Dro saying, now, what the woman at two, Yamasumo. Okay.
So the rest of you, how did you become born again?
No, but
you see the key thing. Now, so you see, we are relational beings. So you see, families, okay, friends, colleagues, invitation. So you see, even those of us who are here, we are saying there's power in invitation. So it's very significant for us to do it. Don't give up. So look at it very carefully. Look at the scripture. Two invitations that Jesus, that changed history. Look at it very carefully. The Bible says, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of these men who heard what John said. And this is John the Baptist. And then followed Jesus. Andrew went to find his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." Now, this brother is the one we call Peter today. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Okay, and then he said, looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Jesus himself, he found Philip and said to him, "Come, follow me." So Jesus also invited somebody. So pastor, deacons, board members, leaders, everybody is inviting. Nobody is immune against invitation. All of us are inviting. It's not only members who invite. Jesus invited. Can I hear amen? All right, look at it very carefully. The Bible says, when Jesus invited Philip, Philip also went to look for Nathanael and told him, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophet wrote about," and he said, "His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth," exclaimed Nathanael. "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Now look at it. He didn't argue with him. He didn't fight with him. When you go and you're inviting somebody, he said, "Can something good come out from living word?" Don't argue with him. Tell him that come and see.
Yeah.
When he comes and you see, and you see some nice handsome pastor, he will get born again.
Now, so Obano be who said there, "Your suffering who unfair, Esifa." And
no
quite bet me the agenda.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. When he comes and he hears the gospel,
Obano be tell some panwa,
his life will never be the same.
Now, bro, about Ebersisan.
His life can never stay the same.
Now, brother, ain't me and yes, and yes.
No, these guys, they were just invited.
Now, when we are to suffer,
and Jesus, their destiny is changed.
Now, one more, brother, what's the sign?
So, if Jesus had not called Philip,
and he said, "Yesu, I'm friend Philip."
If Andrew had not called his brother Simon,
and I said, "Andrew, I'm friend near Simon."
Okay, and then if Philip had not invited Nathaniel,
and I said, "Philip, also, I'm to friend Nathaniel,"
we wouldn't have heard anything about them. This is your Kairos moment. This is our Kairos moment. This is our time. This is our season. To invite. There's some Peter out there waiting. Today, that Peter is drunk. He's a fisherman. He's worthless. He's useless. But once you invite him to Christ, his name can change. Simon into Petro, the rock upon whom I will build my church. Are you getting the point? No. So Jesus went around, he prayed and he invited. And that's exactly what we are doing. We are praying, we have to invite. And when we pray and we invite, destinies change.
Now say your bomb pie, now your tune sa efre afufra. Shebre esisan.
Are you getting the point?
So
look at the four powerful keys or to a powerful invitation, you need to know. Number one, believe that Jesus can change life. Believe it. Believe that Jesus can change lives. Recognize that God wants to use you. Identify that God wants me to invite people to church, and we identify the people God wants you to invite to church, and we have identified some. We have some names here. If you came with your list, please, you can come and put it in here. We are seeking the face of God. Identify it, and God will, and then care enough to extend an invitation. Those of you who came throughout the first week when we were fasting and praying for the lost, we came up with a slogan and we said, because we care, we will do what? Okay, so listen to me very carefully. Because we care, we don't want people to get lost. We don't want people to go to hell. We want people's life and destiny to change. Because we care. Because we care. Because we don't want to be goats but sheep. Because we care, we will do what? We invite. Okay, so those of you here, when I say because we care, then you answer, we invite. Because we care. Okay, so if you don't invite, it's not me. Because we care. Okay, so we are moving on. Because we care. Because we care. Because we care. Okay, so those of you here, you say because, and then this one will respond, we invite. And then you guys will say because we care, and then this one will say we invite. Okay, let's start. Yes. Let's start. Let's be on our feet.